Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of the budget to order. We're going to be discussing the town budget tonight. Does anyone? Oh yeah, and let's do the pledge of allegiance. And Renee, why don't you lead?
Pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we're here to discuss this year's budget. We worked on it extensively. We've done several things in process through this. One of which is we've recategorized certain things to make the budget clearer and simpler. Like attorney's fees used to appear multiple times if attorney's fees were spent in planning and zoning, if attorney's fees were spent in recreation or anything, attorney's fees would show up there. We've consolidated attorney fees into one category and taking account for the money that was spent all over the budget, but we've made it one lump sum. And done that. We've done the same thing for the town engineer. We've created a category, a very specific category, because it's a priority in town, which is stormwater management, so that we can go do what we've been talking about, start with the idea of cleaning all the storm drains and all of that stuff. So we've made a dedicated category for that. What else really? That's kind of the broad strokes. Yeah. The total budget, we're starting with general revenue. In starting this process, I asked Julie to just make me a list of all the sources of income. So that were aside from grants, aside from any gifts, any other source of income, but real numbers. So we've done that, and they're allocated into the proper categories. We've got the general revenue, that's property taxes, tangible property tax, tax differential, state income taxes collected, and on and on and on down to that category. And that's $1,016,941.
Request side.
Pardon me?
Nope. Hang on, Mike. I got to mute you till it's time for public comment.
Yeah. Then we've got what's called general transfers in. And by the way, let me just say this. I'm not an accountant. Julie has done an incredible job on this budget. And I've asked lots of questions, and she's been very patient in answering them. Some of them not very smart, but some of them have led to us finding ways to do things and stuff. So we've worked very, very well on this. Where I can't explain things having to do with accounting principles, because my background comes from business and we do accounting slightly differently. We do cost accounting versus the kind of account. Yes,
fund accounting.
So my terminology isn't always exactly the same. So as we go through here, I mean, general transfers in, you might be able to explain that clearer than I can, but they're not necessarily pass-throughs, but they get attributed to the budget.
Correct. They are, it's taking our revenues and allocating expenditures for overhead. And this is the offset to allocating those expenditures to overhead. So it's related to expenditures. And that's the way that we have to do it in funding, is via transfer.
Right. So that category all adds up to 394,901. What we've got, the third column is year to date. That's what we based a lot of assumptions on, was what we paid in year to date. And in some places we did calculations, the one way or the other to make the numbers sort of work. We've got gas and motor tax, and then we start real sort of income here. From fees, which is slip rentals, sea dock income, boat docking, storage user fees, lease marina rental, Northeast River Marina, and ramp honor box, and that all adds up to $123,604. And then we have income going into planning and zoning, and that's from building permits and et cetera, things like that. Miscellaneous at 5,000. And then we've got parking tickets income from that. 630 Water Street, that's the rental. That's $30,000. And then there's miscellaneous, which showed up in year to date, but we haven't attributed anything there. And that adds up to 31,700, which our total budget, and this is the number that we're going to be working with now as we go forward. That's the number we're starting with, and that's the number that we need to zero out at the end, is $1,669,585. So is that, am I on track?
Yes.
Correctly? Yes. Okay. So this next category, which is general fund expenditures, and then we get into general, that's payroll, that's FICA, that's unemployment, that's fringe benefits, workers' comp, and that's all set. I mean, that's mandated by the federal government, 7.65% increase in FICA this year. That's in there. There's nothing we can do. It's not like we can subtract or add. That's what people get paid. So, and that represents of this section of the budget, not the utilities funds and stuff like that, but that's 28% of the budget right here, this one lump. The employer contributions and things like that, that's for full-time employees, only part-time employees. So, you know, we've got them attributed for in other places. So that's 28% of the budget right there. Then we get into starting fees, bank fees, rental equipment storage. And how we did this is we went to actuals where we could, and we did some projections. But for instance, payroll processing, year to date, we've spent $6,805. We're allocating $7,100 because we're anticipating some increase. Yes,
the next
month and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, bank fees. We've paid $3,197 this to year to date. We're projecting $5,000 for next year because we're anticipating that bank fees will rise. So we've allocated that. Under rental equipment, now that includes Xerox machine, records retentions, SureScan, quarterly utility billing, quarterly utility billing, that's under postage. But that's a lot of things that we're paying to rent, equipment and stuff. So that is sort of set. We've spent $5,560. We're putting in $6,000 for next year. Postage, the way the postal system works with pretty much annual increases, we've gone up a bit from $2,852, which is what we've spent to date, to $3,150. Commissioner's fees, we're allowing $15,000. That's for commissioner's fee. And that covers MML and things like that. We were a little high this past year because of some exceptional expenses having to do with the MML dinner that we hosted and things like that. So we've brought that down a little bit. However, we are $3,000 higher than the prior year. Legal counsel. In the prior year, we spent $4,200. This year, we spent $3,848, those were actual expenses, but we're allowing for $8,500 just as a safety net in case there's any class action suits or anything having to do. We just think if there's money, we should have that there sitting and waiting. Auditor's fees, year to date, we've spent $20,647. We're putting in $19,000. It's a 3-year fixed contract. But there were some additional issues this year.
Right, that there were some issues. That they had to bill us extra for.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Town engineer. Now, this is again is a separate category that was spread out over several categories before. Town engineer. We've consolidated We have spent $47,197 this year. We're thinking that engineering costs are going to go down for the next year, and we've got that at $28,000. Repairs and maintenance, included in this would be like propane tank removal. We spent money on fixing the F-450 truck. That was $4,000. Believe the mini splits might be here. So that was higher this year. We were $12,000 the prior year, and now we've got it at $15,000. Electric has been higher in prior years. It was 57.12 to date. We put it in at $6,500, and fuel that's increased somewhat significantly because we're anticipating the diesel fuel and the tanks for the town generators. And because it's not a fixed cost, we've just allowed some money there because the fluctuation in demand. Telephone and cellular. Telephone used to be a separate category, but we've consolidated with cellular cameras because it's all intertwined and interrelated. In the prior year, we spent $5,800 for telephones. That was landlines. Now we've got cameras, and we're working on getting three new cameras. So that budget is now $15,000. That will include the new cameras and the record retention equipment that goes with the cameras. Alarms, that's Hartford Alarm. It was $855 this year. We put in $1,000. Trash and recycling, that's pretty much a fixed thing because it's based on a contract. That's $264. That's the highest in this category. Insurance and liability, year to date, we've spent $16,740. So we put that in at $17,000. The election, we gave the election volunteers an increase in salary. So that now is $1,050 for them. Capital expense equipment. This will account for new accounting software and computers, and then whatever is left of that. I believe that was $22,000 or in that range, I believe. And then we have money that is sitting there potentially if we need a new truck. historic property, the Torrey House was at $5,200 this past year. We've allocated $5,000. That helped them pay the utility bills and keep the property heated. So that adds up to $984,500. Now we're on to a category, town buildings and property. Year to date, we've spent $3,900. We put in $2,500. You know, that's town hall. Part of the mini splits is in there, and we don't believe that there'll be much additional maintenance this year. So we've kept that a little bit lower. Town buildings, let's see. That's $7,500. Then on streets, as we talked about, we're not putting so much into repairs and maintenance because we're going to probably defer on that in favor of, and we've allocated more money towards the stormwater. So we're not focusing on that. Although in Ireland, I saw some terrific traffic management stuff that I think would be incredible for our town. So we may be talking about some of that, so having to do with speeding and stuff like that. So that will come up. Repairs and maintenance, we spent $17,500 this year, and a good deal of that wasn't on streets. It was diseased ash trees, removing trees, and we still have at least 10 ash trees. Although apparently the disease is not as pernicious now as it was, so maybe we don't have to move as quickly on some of them.
trees are dead.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't anticipate that one. Snow removal, we've left that at what it was. We had a very lucky year this year and spent basically next to nothing. So maybe we'll skate by next year, but we've kept it at what it was in a prior year, which seemed to have been based on prior knowledge. So the overhead allocation, now an overhead allocation, that represents the money that's in a category that pays town salaries and FICA and all that stuff. So that gets attributed into categories. So that's
right. And yeah, so that's the different departments like streets and.
Right. So that represents our maintenance guys' salaries. Streetlights, 22.8 this year. We put it in at 27.5. That's Delmarva, and we're anticipating a rate increase. So we've sort of thought forward on that. Streets, now this, the 75,000 here, this is part storm water management, and we plan no new paving. So that money right there, was higher, but it was 280, and I don't know what attributed to all of that 280,000, but we're keeping streets. So we have money that we can do things, but we have more money to put into, yes, yeah. So, all right, so the next category, which is 99, is stormwater drainage, and we've got 170,000. That's a new category. We had nothing allocated in the past. So we're allocating $170,000 there. And that should cover rental of, the vacuum truck and things like that to at least get us started on that. So that's that. Road signs. In the last meeting, we talked about we need more signs. So we've kept that at 2,100. We've spent 23 this year, but that's sort of the mid-range on that. Fire suppression. We may be a little low on this, Rob. You've got to kind of help us on this. We spent year to date on repairs and maintenance. This is the pier, 13.2. We've got $6,300 allocated this year. Electric is going to go up. We've got that at 4.30. Real estate taxes, year to date, we paid $7,800. We've got that in at 84. The other real estate tax, 833, we've got that at 834. The allocation for that, for salaries and stuff, and this is 82,600. And honor box expenses, we're anticipating that the honor box needs to be repaired. And we've added money there to try to take care of that. But also in talking about the honor box, I think we need to look into Park Mobile. Yeah, see that if we can get people starting to get in the habit of paying through Park Mobile, so that we don't have to necessarily rely so much on the honor box. So all right, cemetery. Lawn maintenance is the high category there. Year to date, we've spent about $7,000. We've got 95.70 in, and that's based on Sammy Settlemeyer's contract, and that's attributed in a couple other places to add up to the total of the contract. And then we've got overhead allocation of $6,075, and that is maintenance salaries again. Cemetery, what's the cemetery here that we've got 15.6 for, Julie? I'm going blank on that one. I don't have a little note next to that.
That's the overhead allocation.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Included.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just maintaining records, managing the CD, like mm-hmm. And it represents, let me get the percentage of overhead. It represents 1% of the overhead that we're allocating to cemetery.
Okay. Planning and zoning, that number, that's based on fees, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Although we've got a same, it may drop this year in terms of building permits and things like that, with interest rates being what they are. We've got a pretty good concentration of building right now, but it may drop off. But we've kept that where it is. The fire company, we've attributed the $22,500, the value of the land there at this point. We haven't attributed any further money simply because the budget's tight and we're working, you know, with a limited amount of money and with inflation eating at the dollars we have. So at this point, that's what we're representing is the contribution towards that. Police protection, we went back and looked at the actuals and the number of hours and stuff. Year to date, we've spent $27,500. We've got $40,000 for police, and I don't know what added up to that $83,000 in the prior year, but we don't have
that
any.
That's just the budget.
That's the budget number. Okay. Parks and recreation, repairs and maintenance, almost $32,000 to date. We've put in $37,000. Electric for the parks at $2,700. We put it in at $2,800. Porta potties, almost $2,700 this year. But with the idea that they might be available year round, we've upped that to $5,000. Lawn maintenance, and this again goes, part of this lawn maintenance is town, part of it is Sammy's contract. And that's we've spent $17,500 to date, and we've got $23,400 in overhead allocation. Is $30,377. Special events, year to date, we've spent $2,300. We've got $2,810 in for kids, seniors. We've given an annual donation. What's the organization? It's
Young and Heart Club.
Young and Heart, $2,500 to maintain that. We've got $1,500 in for trap and neuter and release. Special events, year to date, $4,800, $4,850. We've got that in at $3,825. And special events was 21, and we've got that at $2,500. So now general capital fund, this is debts and interest payments and stuff like that. So you can explain what the loans are better than I, but that's an interest payment, $763. And then the other ones are principal and interest.
Yeah.
And that adds up to $14,000, and that gets us to our 1,669,585, and that balances the budget as we stand. So
you got good and going.
No, nothing at all.
God bless you.
I have one question.
Yeah.
I know with the town engineers and all that stuff, I'm glad that we're putting everything together.
Right.
In some cases, especially with the development, sometimes that's a reimbursable. Is that going to be tracked?
Yes. But that has to do, I think, with Cool Springs, as I understand it. And I think there's only five spaces left for development.
Right. So, it's going to be going into possibly Scott Gardens.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we're tracking reimbursables.
Now, do you want to get into the utilities fund? I'm not as that one confused.
That doesn't look so good there. What was that before?
Well, for Scott Gardens, you're right. In this year's budget.
the one that's getting ready to be done. And
yeah, if Scott Gardens Phase 2 were to get its subdivision plat approved this year, which at this rate doesn't seem likely, but if it were, yeah, condition of that public works agreement would be some amount of money that our town engineer, you would have to review grading plans and whatnot, that we would have to get reimbursed from the developer.
Right.
But
I just want to make sure that we're still tracking reimbursement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. Yep. Yep.
Well, and again, the utilities fund sort of has to zero out at the end. And I understand that part of it. I just don't understand what some of the things here are, and maybe you can explain.
Sure. The utility charges and user fees, the budget is $650,000, which is pretty much in line with what we're collecting right now. That includes the water and sewer billing. And the note that I have included is a note that says it should be looked at with what we pay back to the county for sewer. And that is in the expenditure side on the next page on line 165, account number 868.000. That is the county system user fee. And that's what we pay back. So if you look at those two together, then you'll get your actual revenue. And we kind of have to work it that way. This also includes the bay restoration fee is in there. And that's a pass-through that goes in and out. That just comes in, and then we send it in to the staff. And it's for the fourth quarter. It's supposed to be July 7th, but technically it's a June 30th bill, so that we capture four quarters within the fiscal year. Although the billing is actually July 7th, we earned it in June, and then October, January, and April. Any penalties that can fluctuate, so we can actually move that number around a little bit. The hookup fees have been adjusted for the reduced to reflect the drop in new construction. And then interest income is interest on the savings account that is limited to the utility fund. So whatever monies are in there is earmarked for the utility fund only. And that is the total revenues. Does that make sense? Then we get into the general expenses for the utility fund, repairs and maintenance, which would include leaks, any leaks, meter purchases or replacements, monthly testing, and the pump replacement.
Thank you. Well, and that $100,000 allocated, that's with the idea in mind that roughly 50,000 of that would go towards the new panel board and control system at the water tower.
You want me to continue, or would you like to?
No,
take
no. Care? No, no, I'm sorry.
No, please, no. I was like,
I just pushed you. I'm sorry. No.
The electric bills, throughout the budget, the electric bills, we get a lot of electric bills,
like 18 or something.
18 electric bills, and the reason is that we pinpoint them for each area, so it's really easy to allocate that directly to the utility fund. There's the user fee that we just discussed. The contract operating is Miller Environmental that does the water quality testing, and will also controls adding the chemical. And calculating what is needed in our water system. And then that's that overhead allocation that we saw in the transfers area in the revenue side. So that's kind of an in and an out. It washes itself. So it's really an in and an out. Water system repairs and maintenance. There's no budget from last year. That category wasn't really addressed, but we did add a budget number for water system repairs at this time. If they're not needed, then it will roll forward. The final category is the debt service. This is for the Maryland DHCD and DNR loan for, I believe it was for
the revetment down on Long Point.
What is it called?
Revetment.
Yeah, which is just stones, actually, giant stones.
Yeah, yeah. Or riprap. Riprap
on the and that's just our loan payment. So again, this balances the budget.
Only other highlight I'll point out that I don't think was covered yet is one thing we're proud of with this year's budget is it doesn't include the ARPA funds or any of the grant funds. Like this is, those two funds are independent of these two funds, you know, general and utilities fund. Yeah.
Those funds have already been allocated, and I think last year that may have been commingled a little bit in the budget from last year, and it was right. Yeah. And so, you know, in looking at it from my perspective, your operating should be separate from your grants, and that's a grant, and it's already allocated.
And the other thing that we haven't allocated any money against is new town hall. But right. We felt like that was going to be other sources of income, either congressionally directed funds. Or grants, or whatever. But we wanted to keep that separate. They thought stormwater management was more of a priority that we didn't want to. We need to do both, but we didn't want to confuse the two.
In the future, no, yeah. And I think I know the answer to this. In the future, we're going to get like what grants we are applying for, what we have, what we still being able to use, but all of them are like in house, right?
Yes. That,
yeah, and I think that would be like a separate report.
Yes,
it's
not part of this, but I just wanted to.
Yeah,
and another highlight that I am really excited about and proud of is that we should be able to get out a budget to actual reports starting in July, and we should have one in. We will close the year July 31st. And we have a couple of weeks where we'll do some adjusting entries and just make sure that everything makes sense and looks good. And then we'll have a final dollar value for last year's budget to actual. So July is going to be a busy month for me, you know, as we close out the year, get a June budget to actual and a July budget to actual by the first week in August. So it should be the following week. Give me a week to close the books and each month, and then I can get that out. And then we can track that month to month to month. And the thing that's related to that is being able to do budget amendments. If we find that we're not using money in one category, you know, as part of the commissioners would approve a budget amendment that would take it from one category and put it to where it's needed. Or, you know, if we're overspending. So this way the budget and the actuals, expenditures and revenues for that matter, will line up perfectly by the end of the year. That's the goal.
And I have to say, Julie's done a great job.
Okay.
We stumbled a couple of times, but we unearthed things that led to other things sometimes. But it all consolidated into sense.
No, I tell you know, Kathy's done a great job as town clerk, making sure that as things are inputted, very clear and consistent. And yes. I mean, it couldn't be balanced without her entries,
right?
And Mary's, yeah.
And the fact that now that you're on doing this, things are being put in correctly. It's not that, and I want to make that very clear that things are in there, just might not have been put into the right account. So
I'm right.
Very, yes, yeah. Yes. Thank you so much for getting that.
It's my pleasure.
I know it's been a process. Anybody here at the table have anything? No? We can open it up to public comment.
Yeah, Dr. Gallen, do you have any comments?
Reason that people tie into our water and sewer system, they signed an agreement that if and when the town ever wanted to annex the property, it wouldn't object. And I just wonder if we have a lot of potential tax base around the periphery that we can annex and tax.
I tell you, we are looking into annexation of two neighborhoods in particular, Holloway Beach, Charlestown Manor, even some properties up along the intersection of Bladen Street and Route 7, just because those all seem to make sense. What we've asked our town engineer to look into is a water system capacity analysis. You know, if we bring in 60 lots in Holloway and it's about 200 lots in the Manor, and then it's about 15 to 20 lots along Route 7 up there.
These people already have water to
some do.
Some don't. Okay, some have signed an agreement. They would not object to the annexation.
Yep. Yeah, we have about a handful of those, Dr. Gill. Yeah, I'll say 5 to 10 properties that when the town gets around to annexing, they've already... They have a deed restriction, basically, an agreement with the town, to come into town limits.
There are a lot of intersections in the town that don't have any signs, street signs on them.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm wondering what it would take to
get
some street signs.
It's, as Rob can say, because he gets lots of comments from his street, on Market Street have gotten comments, and we're all conscious of it, and we're all going to be working on a plan to make the streets more efficient and to work with ways to slow down traffic within this part of town where we can have control and we can post our speed limit. We can't enforce it, but we can post it. But I think there's mechanical things that we can do. The hump over here, I think, is pretty successful. It's a nice, graceful hump, but it does slow you down. You can't go over it fast. So we're going to be looking at things like more things like that, signage, posting potentially more mile per hour signs. But there might be some other things. I was just in Ireland, and they have incredible traffic control systems. They have what they call speed calming lanes. Where they taper you down, and for a town like ours, we don't have sidewalks. Maybe tapering down and then giving ourselves a pedestrian lane, and keeping the street somewhat narrow and creating right of way, that might be an idea that might help slow down traffic. And it wouldn't necessarily be incredibly expensive to do. It could be done with paint, or it could be done with curbs that force you literally to slow down. So I think that's something that we should be looking at. And I know you've got some ideas. So
one big idea,
yeah.
Having these holes in the ground and you hit a button and it smacks the bar.
Who pushes the button?
Well, I'm going to give it to you. Now, we're looking at definitely adding more speed homes for sure. And with the speed humps, putting some paint on them, because there are people following the rules and they don't see them until they get up right up on them and then they're hitting up way too hard. We've noticed with the two speed humps that coming from one direction, it's working terrific. The other direction, they seem to be aggravated once they go over and they floor it and they just take off.
Yeah.
With the last meeting, we talked about, I believe, possibly purchasing the sign that lights up,
mm-hmm.
moving it around to different directions, and also the cameras, mobile cameras, taking it around to different areas, I believe, is what we spoke about today.
And Dr. Bell, as it relates to the budget, these have been considered in the budget.
In the month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Market Street and Water Street. With no sign. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's one of the busiest intersections in the town.
Right. I personally have been riding around, taking a picture, looking at where we need to add some sign. They're definitely tired of hearing me talk about it. We're going to be purchasing the signs and putting up ASAP.
You
okay?
That's it.
Okay. Mike, did you have anything?
Yeah, Mike, I'm asking you to unmute. Mike Riley.
I'm on mute.
You have any questions or comments for us this evening?
I think you did a wonderful job on the budget, and if I have any concerns, I'll beat up on Rob. That's all I have.
All right. I think next was Ursula. I'm asking you to unmute. It looks like you're connected by phone only. Are you able to unmute yourself, Ursula? Trying to think, they probably give instructions when you connect by phone only. It's been so long since I've done it. Like you have to press *6 to unmute.
Yeah.
Can you say that louder so she can maybe hear you?
Nope,
she's gone.
Oh.
She's gone. Yeah. Robin helped.
Who's the
1553? So yeah, there's a phone number on here, 443-309-1553. Are you able to unmute yourself? Looks like it. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Robin Rowe.
Hey, Robin.
Hi, Robin. I don't have any questions, but everybody's doing a great job. And I did send Renee a little message too. What a great job the guys did hanging the banners and putting up the osprey nest. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Robin. Thank you. Speaking of the banners, when are we going to start putting them over? We're waiting for brackets.
Yeah, we ran out of brackets for the banners. I think it was too short.
I don't understand because there's a short one that's over here.
There is.
Yeah, the short ones aren't supposed to be on the side.
Right.
And I noticed with the one here in the corner, I thought at the moment we were just going to put up where we were putting the regular lights or the poles that in between the regular ones.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that we have enough to go with what we have.
I think we have a little bit too many along Bladen Street. In particular.
Yeah, there's none really going.
Yeah, I think we got to spread them out a little bit more. And we're probably waiting until we get the brackets.
So the brackets didn't come in for the small ones?
No, it's just it's brackets for the longer ones. We just were short,
okay.
Which so I thought I was surprising.
Start putting those
we in. Could. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep.
I just want to make sure that we're not. Yeah, because I drive over there.
I hear you. Yeah. I know. Yeah, we should. If. We should be able to put short ones up.
And that's, I mean, I know this is a budget, but I that was part of the fact of
why we got them.
Why we got them is to include the other side,
right.
To make sure that they know that they are part of Charlestown. And I want to make sure that we have
Yeah, like the long banners couldn't go up right now because we're short on brackets in Trinity Woods and Scott Gardens, but short banners could certainly go up. Sooner rather than later in Cool Springs.
And I just go around the corner. The first black light is right after the bucket.
Okay.
And then they go up into the reserves and then the rest of the area.
Okay.
But they look good. And we're getting good comments. Mm-hmm. Again, I want to thank everybody for a job well done. I know this is not a easy task, and I know you just came in, and you were just coming in, and we're all just making it happen, so I think that's great, and I like the fact that we will start being able to have a working
budget that we can actually post to say this is what we're spending starting in July. That's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And our circuit rider did come up with a list of grants that are in progress, proposals that we're waiting to hear back on. Are you envisioning as kind of like a monthly update, maybe for grants that we have, kind of like a
what we have,
where we're at,
what we have,
what we're up to,
what we've applied for, if we didn't get it, or if we got it, when we received it, and then what we're, where the actual budget is having on money spent.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
Mm-hmm. I think the new accounting software will aid that.
Yes.
I think so too.
Okay. This is a good meeting. Is there anybody else that has anything, any alibis?
Is there anyone else?
No, there's nobody else on Zoom. I was wondering if Ursula was going to try and drive over here. Because I have to believe she has some comments or questions.
I would think so.
We mentioned also that if there are any comments or questions, that to email them to townstaff@charlestownmd.org by Monday, May 22nd at 5 p.m.
And
I'll address them. Okay.
Yeah.
Meeting, we did publicize it. Mm-hmm. I believe that for the first part of the meeting, even just because this is our first working meeting,
right,
and we've kind of messed things up, but
right,
next year we'll be on track. It's going to be opened up for just a small amount of time to approve the budget.
Great.
And next year we'll work on getting it, backing it up a little bit so that we can have it done during our legislative.
Yeah.
So we're good. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
My motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Okay.